Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
So the 5th-3rd Bike the Drive this year is going to be Sunday, September 4th. All 30 miles of DuSable Lakeshore Drive are going to be open to bike traffic starting at 6:30 in the morning. It's a fundraiser for the Active Transportation Alliance. It's a nonprofit that works to improve the conditions for people to walk, ride, or use public transportation. So let's just do a few details on this. Again, it's going to be starting 6:30 in the morning on Sunday, September 4th. In our studio, Amy Rynell, the executive director of the Active Transportation Alliance, and Mark Hoppe is in too, the president of 5th-3rd Bank. Mark, welcome to the show as well.
Hi, John.
And
hi,
there's
John.
Amy, and there's Mark. Hi, guys.
Great to be here. Great to talk to you.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you're there. First, talk about this thing, Mark, that you guys are sponsors of. What a great sort of thing to hitch your wagon to. I just think this is one of the great, unique Chicago events.
Well, thanks, John. I really appreciate that. And we feel exactly the same way. You use the word. Some people say it's overused, but in this case, it's not unique. This is one of the great boulevards, if you will, not only in the country, maybe in the world. It's closed down once a year for this event, which goes toward a beneficiary. It's a terrific, terrific not-for-profit, as Amy will talk about in a few minutes. We've had the honor to be the title sponsor since 2009. And what we feel is that our most important thing, right? A financial institution, everybody's money's green. Everybody's services are pretty much the same. How do you set yourself apart? Well, what you try to do is you do as much as you can for the communities that you serve and the clients that you serve, be they commercial, be they consumer. And this is one that can serve so many. We have 174 branches in the Chicago metro area. We're in all sorts of neighborhoods, and anybody can be involved in this. Not a race, it's a ride. And we're so excited to be a part of it. And because a major part of our success is to be involved in our communities that we serve, our neighborhoods that we serve, and to move forward with a sustainable future for all of them.
Yeah. And you see all stripes of people, old and young, black and white, tall and short. I mean, all kinds of bicycles. It's really just a parade of people, isn't it?
That's one of the delights of the event, is seeing all of the Chicago region come together and the very peaceful lakefront and just having a blast.
So how many folks, is there a limit to how many people can ride in this thing, Amy?
I'd say about 20,000 would be the goal. We usually have between 16 and 20,000, and that makes for a comfortable ride for everybody.
And then it starts at 6:30. How long do you close Lakeshore Drive down?
You can ride from about 6:30 to 10:30, and then the ride, it's a rolling closure, so it slowly closes along the course. So if you want to get out there and enjoy the day, make the most of it, get out there between 6:30 and 8 so you can have the most time on that peaceful lakefront.
Well, where do you access it? Where do you enter Lakeshore Drive?
You can enter at a number of points on the south side at the Museum of Science and Industry, on the north side at Bryn Mawr. We have and rest stops there as well, so you can get some snacks and go to the bathroom. There's also ways to enter at Fullerton and at Oakwood, as well as downtown in Grant Park at Butler Field. We have a huge festival, and you can start the course there.
And then isn't there a beer garden or something like
yes,
that?
Yes, Revolution Brewing Beer Garden, so you can come get some of Chicago's finest beer. And we have a station for pancakes, we'll have coffee, and a lot of great organizations across the city who care about walking and cycling will be there to showcase their work.
Yeah, this is a fundraiser for your organization, so what do you all do?
Yeah, the Active Transportation Alliance, we have a vision for our region, a region that's abundant with bicycling, walking, and public transportation so that our communities can be healthier and more equitable and more sustainable. Just a great place to live. So we work on different ways to make it a great city for pedestrians, cyclists, and people who use transit.
Which sounds like, oh, what a good idea. Everybody will champion that. But when you have limited space that's shared, I think car drivers want more space for them. Cyclists certainly advocate for them. And between all of them are pedestrians who mm-hmm. have to jockey with all kinds of wheels coming down the roads these days.
Definitely. You know, it's interesting. Chicago has about 4,000 miles of roadway. That's a lot of roadway. That's not including alleys. And about 1% of that has bicycle designations that are protected. So most of the roadway is for cars, and I think we could be sharing and creating much more creative spaces for different modes of getting around. We have so much opportunity here, and we are a global city, and we're in competition with other cities who have done amazing things to this end.
So you think we're behind the eight ball on this? We need to be more progressive about cyclist lanes?
And pedestrians, too. We have so much opportunity. Lots of space, beautiful climate, flat. And so many people who are out and about. I biked here today, and it was really amazing to see all the pedestrians and cyclists enjoying the beautiful weather.
So what is something that you're advocating for right now? What's a project you want to get done or a bill you want to see supported?
Sure, yeah. We've been working with the mayor's office and CDOT and city council to make a connected bike lane network so that it's a much easier to get from A to B without having to take a really unintuitive or circuitous route to get from A to B safely. We should have safe access to all our parks, to the lakefront trail, and there's just so much to do to make that happen.
Yeah, I think that the lakefront trail, I mean, as much as we love the lake and Lakeshore Drive. I mean, that's why Fifth Third has such a gem here, sticking their name next to it. But I think we need to find more pedestrian or bicycle walkways over Lakeshore Drive.
Mm-hmm.
Are you with me on that?
Over, under.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have to make it a lot safer to get to that gem of a trail and to the parks there. That's a lot of room to grow.
Well, Mark, why don't you just do that?
When would you like it done, Amy?
Just make that happen, Mark. You're the president of Fifth Third Bank, for crying out loud, here in the Chicago area. Just make it happen.
Actually, I was thinking about this, you know, with the Obama Center. Have you been working? Sorry to ask you this. We didn't talk about this before, but have you had an opportunity to work with them at all as it relates to everything that's going on there, which is really fantastic? I've been down there and seen some of the plans and looked at the construction.
It's amazing the amount of work that's going on over there right now.
Yeah, there's a lot of transportation planning happening around there, including a lot of improvements for pedestrian infrastructure especially. So that'll be important to see.
The location of that, it's past the museum, and then you've got the park there. There's the bend in the road. The lake is just a little further to the east. It's a lovely area. So you would like to hope that it would be very pedestrian friendly, cycle friendly, car friendly. Are you like bending the ears of city council persons, trying to get them to designate lanes when a project like that goes up?
Definitely, yeah. And we have a lot of champions in city council right now who are working to make a lot of these changes happen. And so recently we saw a commitment from the city to put in concrete protection for a lot of the bike lanes, which will make it a lot safer, and it'll keep cars from being able to park in the bike lane, which is a constant safety hazard.
Yeah, no kidding. And then find a way to make it attractive, too.
Yes.
I mean, I'm all for that, but hopefully it doesn't look like a construction site. Before I let you two go, let's just throw Terry into the mix. You're on WGN Radio on the phone. Hey, Terry, jump in here. What did you want to say?
Hi, guys. I've done the ride about four times. I did the very first ride way back when there was 5,000 spectators, and a year after that, the number jumped to 20,000 because it was so big. But the point I was going to make was the first thing you'll notice when you get out on the drive is how quiet it is. All these people and nothing but a whir of tires, but no cars, no trucks, none of that stuff. And the silence riding along, you can talk to the person next to you. You can hear the waves coming
on the lake, on the shore.
It's a stunning ride. It really is.
Nice of you to call, Terry. I'm glad you got in. Thanks for joining us. And he's right. I used to live right near there, and it is fun to watch, even if you don't do it. How do we do it, though, guys? What website should we send people to?
BikeTheDrive.org. You can sign up today, and you can get a discount code through WGN to get $5 off. So we definitely encourage you to do that. The ride, as we said, starts at 6:30 a.m. on September 4th, and it's not a race, as Mark said. It is as fast or as slow and as far or as short as you want to ride. It's just really chill. It is quiet. That is one of my favorite parts. My two favorite parts are the silence and all of Chicago coming together. It's beautiful.
Yeah, no kidding. By the way, the discount code is WGNBTD5 to save $5. So think of WGN Bike the Drive 5. $5 you're going to save. So the promo code is WGNBTD5. It is the fifth, third bike, the drive that takes place on Labor Day Sunday, September 4th. Okay, nice job. Thanks for doing this, Mark. And Amy, good luck to you. Use that money wisely, okay?
Hope to see you out there, John.
Mark, thanks for joining us as well.
John, thank you. Always great to talk with you.